Hi, thank you for holding. Is this Corey?
Yes.
Hi, Corey. My name's Jesse. I'm the specialist in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you doing today?
Doing all right. How you doing?
I am great. Thank you for asking. I really do appreciate that. So I just heard that you were looking us up. I just wanted to text you over this. Maybe it'll help a little bit, but it is actually our partnership badge through the Google directory. And it does have our website attached to that on there, so you can verify us as actual Google partners. Of course, you can just Google this information, but since you were looking it up anyway, just wanted to send this over. Now, Corey, my mapping coordinator, John, he had just wanted me to jump on the line and go ahead and apply this promotional rate he put in for you. But before I get into the price, did you have any questions at all?
Yeah, so I mean, mainly I'm curious as to how y'all are going to track it, especially for a locksmith. We've done a lot of our SEO work, and we've been at it for about 3 months. We've done our keyword research. We're trying to get local authority. We've been posting. We've set up blogs. We've even written blogs through Casper. So doing a lot of the stuff, but just nothing's grabbing. And we're already ranking. We're already ranking in the top three local pack locally.
Okay.
But we're just not reach outside of our local service area with location authority, and we can't get any ads to go through, even though we're Google verified. We have a Google guarantee, but we can't get anything to run.
Oh, okay. Well, that's I was going to ask you about Google Guaranteed, if you had that. Now, with Google, so you already set up everything and gone through like the extra verification and all of that.
Yeah, we sent in we did the Google My Business, sent in a video verification, and then we were good with
Yeah.
that.
Okay.
We started trying to put national ads, and then we got rejected, and they told us we were rejected because we were supposed to run under local services. And
Right.
then we went through the service, we verified our insurance, our business license, everything, background check, and it come back and said, good, 6 weeks and your ad should run.
Right.
Then weeks later, our ad run for like a day, we got one call, and then it got rejected with no reason, and now I've got an appeal in waiting 2 weeks to figure out what's going on with that. Then it been like
Yeah.
this was always.
I mean, honestly, here's the thing, Corey, is it really is better to kind of have a professional managing your Google Guaranteed for you. The one thing about having a company like ours do it is we have direct access to the Google representative, so you don't actually have to deal with Google itself. So our Google representative, her name is Alicia. With that particular program, we're in constant contact with her daily. So for any issues and things like that, you wouldn't have to sit around and wait for a response. We would be able to get that directly, right? So that is managing it. Also, any type of I'm sorry, I'm thinking of the word. I don't know why I can't think of it. Like credits back, right? So with our program, it automatically disqualifies it. So if you have anything that's like outside of your service area or something you don't do, anything like that, anything that's a disqualified lead, our program automatically disqualifies it. So you don't actually have to go through Google to do that. So there should be absolutely no reason that you're not up and running if you've gone through all of the process. I would just mostly say the benefit in having a company take care of it is just kind of like, I mean, I could do my own taxes, right? But if I did it, I'd probably owe, right? Having a professional take care of it means I'll probably get something back. Do you know what I mean?
I do my own taxes as well.
Yeah, but I mean, generally speaking, it is
Yeah,
more helpful to have a tax person handle your taxes. You know what I mean?
telling me I need to pay. I mean, and it's continuously looking like this is more of a pay to play. So I'm starting to
Well,
understand.
I mean, so yeah, so I was actually looking up Google Guaranteed in your area, and as like right now, okay, for the one lead you did get, what did you pay for that?
Nothing.
Oh, you paid nothing for it? Why? Because they flagged your account or something?
Yep, because I guess the minute that my ad got clicked, because it happened nationally too. So I got one call off national ad. When I did it, it ran long enough for one person to click it, and the minute it got clicked, I guess is when the system flagged it and rejected it.
Oh, wow.
That's the only thing I can think.
Okay, so, yeah, I mean, honestly, I guess my best suggestion for you, Corey, would either be to have us run or manage your Google Guaranteed account, or you could do Google Ads through us, or you could do Facebook Ads. And actually, as far as Facebook Ads go, we do sponsored actual ads through Facebook. With Facebook ads, it actually has a higher percent conversion across all industries, even more than Google ads. Not Google guaranteed, but Google ads, which is below Google guaranteed. So the Facebook ads actually have a 9% conversion across all industries, where Google ads only actually has a 4% conversion across all industries. So, I would suggest that package. Now, the price for that package would be $2.99 month to month. If you wanted to do Google Guaranteed through us at all, just to let you know the price, it would be a $250 activation fee through our company. That's a one-time fee. You never pay that again. Your lead cost would be $13.33 a lead. There is a required minimum budget of 13 leads. That is $174. So this doesn't necessarily mean you're paying $174 every month unless you're taking on all 13 leads, but of course you can always add to that. So if you wanted to do, let's just say, 40 leads, then 40 leads would be $534.
So if you get 13 leads and you don't take them, you pay for them. But if you get 11 leads, you pay for 11 leads, not 13.
Right. So the way I usually describe it is like with one, right? So if you take on one lead, then the following month after the required minimum budget is paid, you would only pay $13.33, and the remaining balance would roll over into the next month.
Okay, so you do, that is a mandatory minimum with a rollover.
Yes. Of course, since your account isn't, okay, well, let me ask you this first off. You do have login credentials to your account still, right?
Yeah, I've still got everything. So,
okay.
That mandatory minimum bothers me, because if you're not providing me the 13 leads, I don't even roll over. I don't like that. That's the same thing HomeAdvisor and everybody else is doing. They want you to pay $300 up front, you run your leads out, and then you pay $300 again, except you're, I don't know. The Facebook strategy didn't work. The Facebook strategy worked as far as getting people to go to the website to build the traffic up to get the website to rank higher, but it did not work as conversion rate. We run ads for 3 months. I probably spent $1,000 on Facebook ads, and I think I've gotten one call. Not yet.
Well, here's the thing with Mark. I mean, do you have like, and I'm not, please don't take this as like sounding condescending or anything like that. You just sound like you know kind of what you're doing. So, but did you do like something in marketing or, like, do you have some type of like degree in that or anything?
I am ADD and I don't sleep, so I stay up constantly. Truck driver, hours of you reading an audio book. And I've been planning, we've been trying to run a business. I opened up my first business in 2014.
Okay.
My fifth business, and I've just been taking all the mistakes and rolling them over. So I'm probably still missing a lot. Don't get me wrong. So if you got harsh criticism, I can take it. I'm not.
No, I mean, you just sound like you know more than, the average person I talk to. So that's why I was wondering, because basically, the thing is that when you're having an actual company working on something like this, is that they can actually target these things towards specific hours of the day with both computer and mobile devices and specific locations. So we actually have, access to an algorithm. We know where people are searching for things the most. And we can target those specific locations, which is going to actually help you out a lot more in the long run. So it's a lot better than just throwing out an ad and hoping for the best. You know what I mean? It would actually target those specific things instead of that. So, but I mean, overall, you definitely sound like you know what you're doing for sure. I think you're going in the right direction. You know, it just is more targeting it, and kind of narrowing it in a little bit.
Yeah. I'm definitely interested and willing to work with y'all. I've been doing a lot. I'm just basically, I was trying to make sure that all your certificates and all, you know, you didn't create all this overnight and you're calling me, because I've had a couple of those.
Oh, no, really?
I got one that keeps calling me overseas and they piss me off because I've been waiting on a Google verification and they continuously call me going, we're with Google. And the minute that you ask, do you actually work with Google? They hang up.
Well, okay, so Corey, we're Google partnered. We've been in business for 18 years this December. I personally have been with this company for 3 years now. You know, we definitely know what we're doing. We've been doing this for a while. You know, we have over 770 reviews on our Google Business profile with a 4.1 rating. You know, not every review is amazing, right? But, you know, just because we're the best in the business, there definitely are other competing companies that have left a bad review in an effort to make us look bad. But with a 4.1 rating and 700 reviews, I'd say we're doing something right. So, yeah. You know, that's kind of just what you would find about us. And then on our website itself, if you look at the top, there's a section that says success stories. And there you can see some of the major companies we're working with, as well as actual clients of ours at the bottom that have left reviews. So.
Yep. And all that checks out, and I like it. I'm no longer worried about the legitimacy of your company. I've been looking at this the whole time, so I'm comfortable with that now.
Okay, great.
My main concern now is I've pretty much spent about $4,000 on advertising so far.
Yeah.
Probably five. Down in the ghost, the AI writer. So I'm basically to the point to where I'm taking on part-time jobs and I'm even going outside and doing smart home and a lot of other work to stay afloat. And I don't really have a budget for advertising. If you work a package where you can show me this will work, you know, locksmithing has a high overhead.
Yeah.
But you got to get the, no problem if you can figure out a package and we can work it out to get me going. Because if it works, I'll continue to pay for it, no problem, because I need it. And I dropped Home Advisor and all that quick. And I know with my pricing and everything, I'm going to get good reviews. I just got to get the work, and it's not going to be hard to get to the top of the page. I just got to get seen. But my budget is the problem at the moment, because I've already spent such a chunk on advertising and I've been kind of hanging for too long. So with the Google guarantee, I'm kind of on board with that. I'm iffy on Facebook unless are you also using Facebook for direct call traffic, or are you using it directed at the website to try to gain ranking to the front page?
No, it would be direct call traffic. So there's a click to call button as well as messaging you. So it would message you to like a personal Facebook. As well as going to the website as well. I mean, but really, Corey, at the end of the day, the program I'm always going to suggest for pretty much anybody is going to be Google Guaranteed. I mean, I would say especially for your particular type of industry. So any type of locksmith, you know, the thing is, when people look on Google, right, and they see that somebody is licensed, insured, passed a background check, you know, especially for locksmiths gone through this extensive process, they're not just some other company on Google. You know what I mean? They've gone through this process that they can be a trusted company. I would say, especially when somebody is working on something that has access to somebody's home, you know, people want to feel safe with that. So that's why I would always go with that program. And I know whatever problem you're having, we would be able to resolve. Now, the $250, the activation fee, you would pay that, and you wouldn't actually pay I believe I said it was $174, right, until your actual account is back up and running and everything is good to go. Just as long as you have login credentials for that. That's why I was asking. That would be my only concern. Because if for some reason you didn't, which I know you already said you did, but if for some reason you didn't, then we would just have to start the process all over again. So that's why I just wanted to be clear with that.
I need to figure out how to break it off because it's tied to my Google account. There's got to be a way to break it off and make it its own thing. Because when I get to Google My Business, it just automatically goes in under my email and my Google account. It says like a subpage. I don't know if maybe that's a problem. But
that's
I definitely have to log into it.
It doesn't always do that. So that's interesting you were able to get it to do that. One of the things, too, is with the setup process, did you ever get any reviews for the Google Guaranteed account?
I think because I noticed that as well. I have one or two reviews on my Google My Business, and I have one separate review on my Google Guarantee.
Okay. So for us, what we do is we require every company to just get 5-5-star reviews. So we would send you a link. I mean, it may be something minimal and super small, but that could potentially be one of the reasons. Like, I don't know without looking into your account or having the representative look into your account, but that just in itself could be something that's a problem for Google. You know what I mean? With Google, they're just so particular. It could be just like the most minor thing that's, you know, keeping you off or flagging your account, or maybe you made changes to it too soon. You know, whatever it may be. I know with a Google Business Profile, at least when you launch a Google Business Profile, if you change anything to it within like the first week, they flag it. So it's, you know, stuff that they don't let you know about, you know, but then they flag you for doing it, right? So
yeah, we our competitors, I'm pretty sure, twice right out the gate, because we had to deal with two suspensions right out the gate, and then we also had an issue where we were dealing with Google trying to get our reviews to come through. And, yeah, I mean, I believe I'm going to take your package, because it's just frustrating not having a direct representative. Because just dealing with them, when we send in about our reviews and let them know that our account was suspended, all they sent us back was a survey saying, you know, I hope we did a good job, but didn't tell us anything they did or if anything was resolved.
Yeah, that, you know, that is a problem with Google. I've heard of people having to wait on the phone for hours, you know, just to get any type of answer. So, you know, at least with us, you won't have to do that, right? Let me see. Yeah. So you said that Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Yeah, because since they just did this switch from Google Business Profile to Google Manager, whatever they've just done to the web base, like, they won't even talk to you anymore. Everything has to go to email.
Right.
Okay.
Well, so now your Google Guaranteed account, though, did they just turn off your leads, or did they just completely take off the whole account? Just so I can kind of notate that.
Let me double check local services. There's one's under Google Business and the other's under local service ads.
I mean, I do see that your Google Business Profile, I do see that. It is on the first page for Locksmith. It's like number 3 right now.
Yeah, in Hilton County, it's ranking because there's nobody around here. So we got it pretty easy.
Yeah, it looks like there's one other person, Crystal Key Locksmith.
Yep, and then there's a minute key that shows, even though it shouldn't, but it's a little kiosk. So yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at the minute key. It has one review with 1 star. I guess people don't like it very much.
It does house keys very well, but it doesn't duplicate anything else well. Yeah, so I when I go to log in, it doesn't even ask me for information. It still pulls up underneath my main account, and everything's still active. It's showing 3 ads were removed, and it's showing one is green. It shows one's eligible at $25 a day, and it's not saying running, it just says eligible.
Okay.
So, but that one's been rejected as well. So yeah, we've got access to it, but it is all up underneath my email address.
Okay.
So it's still my personal account as a business page.
Okay, so we will definitely find out the problem going on with it, Corey. I just want to be perfectly clear that there might be, you know, possibly some extra verification you have to do, because I know specifically with Locksmith, the verification process is a little bit more extensive. So they, yeah, like, want you to take, you know, a picture of your car, you know, a picture of, you know, your license plate. You know, it's just like this whole process with Locksmith and security people. So it,
yeah,
you did all that.
We send in our license, our articles of organization, our business permits for the cities, our car. I send in pictures of tools, pictures,
yeah,
of myself, the pictures,
okay,
of the house. They said even if it's not a business, if your address is at a house, send a picture of the front of your house, the back. We sent front of the house, back of the house.
Okay.
We sent everything there.
Well, for whatever reason, if it's maybe one of the pictures was rejected or something like that, they'll find that out.
Yep.
But you might just need to take that again, you know, just to be clear. So,
let's go back to the packaging. I'm getting your point here. I'm getting to fix it. I can do $250 up front.
Okay. Okay.
For the, was the Facebook at $299? Is that by itself, or is the Facebook an add-on to the Google Guarantee package at $299?
So it's an add-on, but if you wanted to do both of them, Corey, I could reduce the rate of the Facebook package to $249. And with that, it would be, I mean, I know you're already on the first page of the local map section, but it would include that for up to 15 keyword phrases. We would get you on all the popular directory listings that you don't currently have, you know, like Yelp, Yahoo, BBB, White Pages, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce. We do a company. Oh, you're on all of them. Okay, well, that's good. That's probably a lot of the, well, I mean, I guess there's only a couple other companies, but at least what we would do is clean up your current online presence. So if there's any mistakes anywhere or anything, we would do what's called a NatW cleanup. So it's a name, address, website. Make sure everything,
yep,
is cleaned up. We would get you on Bing's first page, as well as giving your company exposure to mobile devices. So we get you on iPhones, Androids, tablets, even voice-activated systems like Alexa, because that actually is different programming. So now let me see. Your website, too, you're pretty happy with that, correct?
Oh, I'm as happy as I personally can be, to be honest. That's good work for me. I don't know how anybody else can see it.
Well, here, I'll text you over this. With the package, I actually can include a fully customized website. So it's actually 5 pages. You know, you can obviously showcase any type of work you want, have clients contact you, leave reviews to any of your directory listings. As well as a feature we actually added was being able to pay you. But the great thing with our websites, Corey, is we actually give our clients access to change anything they want to them at any given time. So we'll build them, optimize, manage, maintain them. They're 100% Google compliant. But if you wanted to add a picture or, you know, change any wording or anything at all, we absolutely give our clients full access to their own websites.
Is your website designed to rank better than something off of GoDaddy, or can I get a comparison to my website on your website, and will it have the advantage, I don't just want to rank local here, and I know this is going to be a problem. I'm trying to rank local in the adjacent counties, because the problem is that this county by itself barely,
yeah,
has enough to hold one locksmith.
Right.
So if I have to branch out to the adjacent counties, is location authority or maybe it's the wrong term. Is your website, does that get built in better? I guess is my question.
Well, I absolutely would say that our websites are better than GoDaddy or Wix. They're actually made through WordPress. So
okay.
They're amazing websites that we do. you know, Wix and GoDaddy is just kind of generic, you know. I mean, I've seen people do some cool stuff with them, but I would say overall they're just, you know, mainly pretty generic. One of the things with them is they're not always 100% Google compliant. It could be, again, you know, Google is just kind of finicky, and it could just be the smallest thing that you don't even realize that is holding your website back from being ranked higher just by not being Google compliant. You know, it's different for, you know, wording, what pictures, whatever it may be that Google looks for in compliancy with a website. But yeah, I would definitely say that our websites are better for sure. I did send you over that link. Did you check it out? You can see what it looks like on a phone, a tablet, or a computer.
It's smooth. I like it. Okay, so I'm willing to turn over the reins, but I'm gonna have to do it slowly, because I'm gonna have to start getting some leads before I have a big budget again. I've burned through almost all of my advertising budget, so what I have right now is coming out of my personal pocket.
Okay,
it's not very big,
right?
So 250, I can get started on that, and if Google Guarantee ads get up and running, then if we start getting leads in, I can make that up quick, and we can bump that ad on Facebook. What's your website package?
Oh, the website is included. So,
okay.
Yeah, with either one of the packages that I told you, it would be included at no additional cost.
Okay. Is it going to hurt at all or restart, you know, what they say is the 6-month clock before you start to see your first edits even go through? Is that going to restart what we've already done and set us back at all? I mean, it's not like we're that far forward, don't get me wrong, but it may be worth taking a step back at this point. I'm just curious.
I'm not sure what you mean, 6-month clock. Who's told you that?
So, I mean, I know Google just changed their algorithm in my business, and they just did one of their major core updates recently.
Right.
So when you first, it takes time for them to crawl, to index, to get in, for the keywords start to hitting, and then changes that you make have a little bit of a lag time. Unless I'm wrong on that, just tell me I'm wrong.
Well, okay, so if you're not partnered directly with Google, yes, it can take about 6 to 9 months to see any type of result. But because we're partnered with Google, Corey, we actually have access to Google's algorithm. So they come into our office and train us on their services. So we're able to do anything that we do within 30 to 45 days. Now the fact that you're on the first page isn't going to affect that. You know, getting the website up there, I mean, I would say, that, you know, on its own might take about 30 to 45 days, but we'll just attach it to your Google Business profile. So it takes us about 7 to 14 days to fully create the website. And you do have login credentials, though, right, to your Google Business profile, correct?
Yeah, I mean, it's all under my email.
Okay.
Everything's under my Google account. Personal. If there was a way to split that, I don't know if there is, but if there is, I would like that if I was going to hand y'all over an account. Because the other thing, too, now, I don't know if this is going to be a problem, most of my listings are through Yext. That's
yes.
How I got my Mac listing. So I don't know if y'all would need that turned over, because I know the minute you cancel Yext, then you have to go through and actually redo all of those profiles.
I'm not sure. I've never heard of them.
They're kind of just a Mac NAF listing. They go ahead and they get you into Yellow Pages. They just do mass listings with your name, address, and phone.
Okay. Yeah, so as of right now, they have access to your Google Business profile?
I believe they have Google Business. I don't think – they may or may not have Google Business, but I know that they're almost everything else outside of HomeAdvisor, Thumbtack, and Google Business, they're probably the primary on. They're on Yellow Pages, Local Pages, ePages, and all those other websites just to get my information
out there.
Out
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Well, so typically with that, they like, let's just say, for whatever reason, Corey, you decided you didn't want to continue with us. We create you all of those directory listings, but those wouldn't go away, right? So those are just more created, and then they're out there, you know, and then people leave reviews on them and stuff like that. But there's typically not like a whole lot of updating or anything that you need to do to any of the directory listings themselves. So that wouldn't be a problem. It's mostly just the Google Business Profile. If they are managers on it, we might need to just get that from them if you don't have login credentials to it. But if you have login credentials, then that won't be a problem.
Just me. I've got one other manager, but he's only on the Google Business Profile.
Okay.
I'm trying to find my payment information because you definitely put in the work. So I'm
sure. Well, let me just go ahead and what I'm going to do, Corey, is I'm going to just get some basics, about you and your company, just very, very basics. And then I'm going to set you up for a client interview. So let me go ahead and put that in. Now, Corey, do you have a middle initial?
A.
Okay. And what's your last name?
Shine, S-H-I-N-E.
I like that. That is an awesome last name. and now, what's the best email for you?
Let's go.
I want this to come through personal or business. Let's just go through business because I won't catch it under personal. It's too much shit. Corey, C-O-R-Y, Shine, S-H-I-N-E, at onestopresidentiallocksmith.com.
Okay, perfect. And this is always the best phone number for you, correct?
Correct.
Okay, wonderful. And here, so, and is the best address for you, is it going to be the 841 County Road 241?
Is it 8? I don't know why when you ask me my address just went on my head. Yeah, it's 841, not 851. 841 County Road 241, yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, wonderful. 1 second. Okay, so you said, but your email, again, it's Corey Shine at onestopresidential.com, right? Or is it LLC.com?
Onestopresidentiallocksmith.com.
Oh, locksmith. Okay. Okay, perfect. Okay. So I know that you have already done all this, but I just need to get these notes here to put in for your client interview. Now, you do – okay, well, what are your hours of operation? Like, when do you want to be taking phone calls?
We're 24/7 at the moment. We do all of our regular work 8 to 8, and then after 8 o'clock at night, we go to emergency, and we're just block out for our emergency rate. So, I mean, we're 24/7.
Okay. And then okay, so there should not be any reason that you would have to go through this, but – for whatever reason, I'm just going to send you this information just so you have it. Let's just say for some crazy reason you had to go through a background check again. I'm not saying that you do, but just to let you know, the background check information would come from Pinkerton or Evident ID. I'm sure you know that, right?
Pinkerton or Everton, okay.
Okay, I'm just going to text you over those because for whatever reason, if that does have to happen – they send you an email and it's not obviously from our company or from Google. It would be from Pinkerton or Evident ID. And Pinkerton, I believe they send you an email that says do not reply. So just for whatever reason, if that happens, just look out for that.
Okay.
Now, and you are licensed and insured, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then, we do require to get 5 5-star reviews, just so you're aware. We'll probably add those anyway. So basically, you can get 5 5-star reviews from anybody, Corey, but we do send you a link that you can send those out. You know, of course, for, you know, authenticity purposes, it's always nice to get it from a previous client, but it doesn't necessarily have to be. So you're okay with that, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. Now, let's go ahead. And do you want to add anybody as an authorized user to the account, you know, like a partner, a spouse, whatever it might be, just somebody that if they need to get information about your account, they can call in to do so?
Not at the moment.
Okay. All right. So, go ahead. Now, I'm going to go ahead and set up your client interview. Let's see what I have available. Hold on. Okay, so now are you more available tomorrow, like in the mornings, evenings, afternoons?
Any time after 8, if you want to be for sure, set it for after 10. I'm usually definitely on the road by 10.
Okay. So the earliest we could do would be 9. I could do 10, if that's what you want. Okay.
I don't 8 unless I get a call.
Okay. So, Corey, it'll be from 9 to 10. The whole phone call will not be an hour. Just allow that hour in case they're finishing up with somebody before you, okay? So you are all set up. I am, you know, I know, again, that you've gone through this process already, and I'm not saying that you're going to have to do it, but I'm just going to text you over the application just so you have it, you know, just for whatever reason, if something happens. I just want to make sure you have all the correct information. So,
thank you.
All right. I'll also email it to you as well. But most likely you won't have to do anything with it. So just so you have it. Okay. Now let me go ahead and put this in here. Okay. One second. You know, I have to say, though, Corey, I absolutely love your personality. You know, you're very bright and, you know, easy to talk to. And I don't know. It's just super nice to talk to somebody that's super energetic. I just love it.
It's that last name. It hasn't allowed the darkness to fully take over.
Oh, I bet you've used that line before.
It's the story of my life. You've got to stay positive even when it's not going right.
That's, yeah, definitely, that is so true. Okay, so, Corey, now are you going to be using a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
It would be Visa.
Okay, and I'm ready for that card number whenever you are.
All right, 4266-8413.
Okay.
7225.
Oh, wait, sorry, you kind of cut out a little bit. So...
7225.
Okay.
3599.
Okay, let me just repeat it back to you. So it's 4266-8413-7225-3599.
Correct.
Okay, and the expiration?
0527.
Okay, and then the 3-digit code on the back?
715.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm doing now is updating and processing payment for the $250 activation fee for the Google Guaranteed program. Okay. It does say it has insufficient funds.
Okay, let's look at that. That's one that ends in 3599. That one ends in 3599. I'm still showing 2,500 available on that card.
Really? Okay, hold on. Let me try again. One second. Maybe I wrote down the number wrong. So when I let's just try the number one more time. When I put in the number and I update it, it X's out every number except for the last four. So I'm sorry. Bear with me. Just repeat it back one more time.
All right. 4266-8413-7225-3599.
3599.
Okay, and then it is May 27, right?
0527, yep.
And then it's 715 is the security code, correct?
You need it, yep.
Okay, and then it is the same address for billing, correct? The 841
yep.
County rent? Okay. Let's try this again. Yeah, I don't know why it's saying is insufficient funds. That's so weird. Do you maybe have another card number, or?
I do, but I know that one is going to say insufficient funds.
Weird.
That one is not going to be 250. Let's see what I got left on this one. We got 100 on, so what can we move? We'll take 164 from sales.
And after we process this too, Corey, you can always ask them to change the car number later on too if you need to, so.
I've been with this other card. I've been with them a lot longer. They'll let me go over my limit because they never worry about it. But I gotta make sure I pay it down first. All right, this one is going to be this is a Visa as well.
Okay, hold on 1 second. It's a Visa, you said?
Yes.
Okay, all right, I'm ready for that.
All right, it's going to be 4465.
Mm-hmm.
403-9705-4750.
And say the last four one more time. 9740?
4750.
4750. Let me repeat that back to you. So it's 4465-4203-9705-4750, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then the expiration. Oh.
I apologize. 1 second. I might have a customer call me.
Oh, sure. I can hold.
Hey, sorry about that. It was actually the school telling me they're releasing early.
Oh, okay. for your child or something?
Yeah, they got bad weather coming in. They're worried about this evening. They prefaced it yesterday, and they are going to let out early. So.
Oh, how old is your kid?
10.
10. Okay. My nephew. I don't have any kids of my own, but I have a nephew. He's just turned 7, so not too far off. okay, and then, so the expiration for this card?
0923.
Okay, and then the 3-digit code on the back?
762.
Okay, perfect. So now, I'm going to update and process payment for the 250. So, let's go ahead and put that in. Okay, perfect. So I went through. So you know what? I might, just if I were you, I might call your bank, Corey, and see what's going on with that. Some banks have like crazy security and stuff too. I don't know if it was something, but it was just weird because it was saying insufficient funds. So normally if it's something like security purposes, it'll say, I don't know, it says something else. I forget what it says, but it says something else. But yeah.
we're having trouble with Chase left and right now. Even our car payments, we've been trying to pay them on our balance, and they've been saying that the bank is blocking it, but Wells Fargo says, I don't see where we have any stop transactions, so it's on their end. So we've been having a lot of issues with that, but that doesn't surprise
me. Oh, really? Well, I have Chase, too. I love Chase. That's crazy. I've never had any problems with them. That's pretty weird. Okay, so you're all set up for your client interview. Now, the last thing that I'm going to do with you is you should have received a text message just now, Corey. If you could go ahead and put me on speakerphone. It says, Corey A., thank you for choosing Local Splash. Do you see that?
Yep.
Okay, so go ahead and open up that link. This is just basically everything that we discussed in writing. Now, obviously the one part that you would be paying for right now would be the section on here that says LSA for the Google Guaranteed Program. So you can look that over if you'd like, but you pretty much already know everything about it. If you have any questions, let me know. Then at the bottom there's a little white box that says I certify I'm the authorized holder of the card. Go ahead, click that little white box, and then in the orange box, type out your name. When you're done with that, press confirm signature.
All right, took me to a login information.
Perfect. So you're going to get the login credentials for that within 5 to 7 business days. That's going to be for your reporting dashboard. So this will just be where you'll see everything going on with your account. If there's any disqualified leads, it automatically disqualifies through your reporting dashboard. So everything that you'll be able to do will be through that dashboard. So you can bookmark that page, but you won't have to worry about it right now. Everything will be emailed to you as well. Okay. Now, I'll also go ahead and send you to Corey it's just a short YouTube video of exactly how your reporting dashboard works. I'm just going to text this over to you. I also will just send you my extension and phone number. So, Corey, if you have any questions at any time at all, please don't be afraid to reach out to me. If you need something escalated, you just need to talk about something, whatever it may be, don't be afraid to reach out to my extension directly. Now, from this point forward, they always will be calling you from the 877 number. I always just suggest it's best to save that number in your phone. So it's the 877-635-6225.
Are they calling a potential?
What?
I have a toll-free call that just started through. Would they be calling me right now?
No. They won't call you until your client interview tomorrow.
Okay, fair enough. As soon as I hit enter, the toll-free call popped up. I was just curious if I needed to answer it for y'all or not.
No. That would be really weird if they were doing that. No, they won't call you until tomorrow. So the last thing I'm going to do with you, Corey, is I'm going to set up a security question for you. So, you know, just as a result of increased visibility, I know you already have that visibility, but, you know, third-party vendors unrelated to us might call. Just if you have any doubt about who might be calling, ask them the security question. We will always give you an answer. So the three security questions are going to be mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one of those do you want to choose?
Oh, I hate security questions. Just go see how I was born in.
Okay, what was that?
We're going to say Victory Land.
Victory Lane?
Victory Land.
Like L-A...
V-I-T-O-R-L-A-N-D.
Land, okay.
All okay. That stuff's public information, so you can't use the actual the actual place you're born in, or you can just look it up.
Right. Well, I mean, you're the only person that'll know this, so... you know, again, if you have any doubts, just say, hey, what city was I born in? And they'll answer with Victory Lane. So now you are all set up and ready to go until your client interview tomorrow. So tomorrow for your client interview, I will most likely be calling and then transferring you over to the client interview person. If for some reason I'm on a call or something like that, they'll just be calling you directly. So look out for that phone call from 9 to 10, okay?
Yep.
So otherwise, you're all set and good to go. Corey, did you have any other questions at all?
No, I appreciate all your time and your patience, Jess.
Okay, all right. No, I really appreciate you, too. And, I mean, if you need anything, just let me know, okay?
Will do. Thank you very much.
All right. Have a great rest of your day, Corey.
You too. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.